Psalms 104, verses 1 through 8. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with white as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the fiends of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds in his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who lays the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with deep, as with a garment, the waters stood above thy mountains. As thy rebuke is fled, as the voice of thy thunder and hastens away, they go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, and the place which thou hast found for them. Make God good.
Hallelujah. They said it could be cancerous. Her numbers was 1,500 blood counts. Sent her to Louisville, Kentucky. They brought the cyst out, froze it in seconds, cut it open, no cancer. People on the base at Fort Knox said, we ran the test. I'm surprised with your outcome. We serve a God, church, that is able to do many things for us that we can praise Him and give Him thanks. We want to do that right now. It is amazing how we thank God tonight for this crowd. Thank you, Brother Dave, for opening your church, for Les Higgins having this insight. We don't care how you do it. We're going to pray right now. I give you a little bit of what I'm going to praise and thank God for. My daughter's birthday today. She's 36, and she is a miracle. We are going to name her Miracle Celeste. Instead, we call her Celeste. It means heaven. I gave you a thanks. There's many in here who could give a thanks. I want you to give yours to God tonight. I don't care if you stand, if you want to kneel. Each segment is 10 minutes. Let's just find a place. And let's pray together. Would you? It's under praise and thanksgiving, the manner you would like. Let's just pray right now. Father, I want to thank you for this. Oh, I thank you, Lord, so much. God, it's with our hearts. God, this is our assembly, Lord, that is praying. God, I know you show favor to us. God, I've given this to your people. God, that they might have faith to give you thanks. God, you're a great God. I thank you for the word of God tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins. God, I know that you're a God that can and will and always be called. Father, we exalt you to the high heavens. We praise you, Father, for this assembly. We thank you, Lord, for the soul saved this morning tonight. I thank you, Father, for the protection every day of our lives, Father. Father, let the heavens declare your glory. Father, we know this word. Father, you have your hands upon us. God, we just merely say, great to you. God, we open this prayer session of praise. God, we thank you. God, that you see. God, that you've been with us.
We thank God tonight for the solemn assembly. For God's people come together and they seek the face of God. My mission tonight is to lead us into a prayer of repentance. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 and 15 says, if my people which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. If ever was a time for repentance, this is the day, this is the time. The repentance, personal sins, was a personal sins of commission and the sins of omission. Committed those things which have been considered to the will of God, and omitted those things which God has called us to do that we didn't do. We're praying tonight for repentance for corporate, in our churches. But the Lord said in the last days when they will have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And their sins for the nation. Where the word said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. For our nation, once again, to recognize that the highest of the high is the Most High. He is the God who created the heavens and the earth. So tonight, as we as a church join in tongue repentance, we pray one for another that we will see what God's will is for us. That we not discount his word, nor overlook his word, but we surrender and submit to the will of the Lord. And that for our church, once again, or continually, to lift up the name of Jesus, who is the Lord and the Savior. For it is only by him that we are redeemed. And for our nation, once again, for I believe that America was the will of God for we exist, that from this nation we have sent out many missionaries. We have had other nations be established with the gospel. We've sent out Bibles and we've sent out truth. And yet now our nation, there is a division. There is a rebellion in many areas. And there is now a pluralistic nation instead of a nation under God. May God bring us once again to the unity that he so desires us, that we pray and ask him to so lead us. But again tonight as we stand, as we pray, let us pray for that. That God would just move, bring us once again to repentance. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're here, we're thankful for this opportunity to draw together with those who lack precious faith. And God, tonight we come with our hands opened up and our hearts opened up to you. We come tonight, Lord God, and we have heard the reading of your word. You called us to worship. You called us to praise. You called us to serve. Tonight, Lord God, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of heaven. We recognize you being the supreme one, as being the holy one, the only one, Lord God, who made us, who created us into your kingdom. And tonight, Lord God, we submit ourselves to you and pray for God, our sins, our iniquities, our shortcomings, and our failures. And ask your forgiveness tonight. Return from our ways and return to your ways. Return to who you are. You are the Lord. You are God. And Lord, tonight we pray that as a church, as a perfect church, you know, that we support one another. And Lord, we not hinder, but we be humble. We hold up one another. We support one another in the name of Jesus. And we ask that God just bless. Bless across this land. Bless our nation. And God wants again to
that your name, O God, will be revealed. You, Lord God, will be acknowledged. You be seen as being the Creator who brought forth our nation. And Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, O God, all things are possible. We are full of confidence. We are all of confidence. In Christ Jesus, carry our way tonight. And bless us that we continue, O God, to seek the face of the Lord God and search your life. And search your Lord God. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to give you the glory forever and forever and ever. And the church say, amen.
Glory to God tonight, amen. Talking about our nation and our world this evening. I think they got a scripture up there for me, maybe not. I'm going to read it anyway. John 17:20-21, and then I'll skip to verse 23. It says, I do not ask for these only, Jesus is praying. He says, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Watch what he says in verse 21. He says, that they may all be one. That they may all be one, Jesus says, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. So that the world may believe that you have sent me. Watch what the word of God just said. Watch what Jesus just began to pray right there. He said, and just as I in you and you in us, that they may also be in us, then the world will believe that they have been sent, that I am the one who has come down from heaven. Jesus didn't say by your right doctrine, by your creed, by your race, by your ethnicity. He didn't say by the dollars in your pocket, what car you drove, whether you're a bishop or an exhorter. He said that you are united as one. Then the world can see that you have sent me. And I have been sent by you. The problem in the church is what I see. Churches divided and Christians scattered. And therefore the world doesn't believe that we are preaching Jesus, because we spew hatred from the pulpits and in our Christian circles and around the tables after we go to church and we're in our gossip corners. And they wonder who our Jesus is, because we are divided. He says in verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. So the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. I was thinking about Jesus in Matthew chapter 12. He heals a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute who was brought to him. He heals the man, and the man spoke and saw, and the people were amazed. Can this be the son of David? But when the religious leaders, when the Pharisees heard of it, they began to rebuke Jesus. And they said, it's only by Beelzebub that this man can cast out demons. But Jesus got a hold of the situation quickly. And he said, no, listen, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against its house shall stand. Listen, the enemy is marching to one order, and the enemy is marching unified. We wonder why it seems like we are losing ground sometimes, because we are divided. We are worried more about our denomination, our particular church, rather than the whole church of God. Amen. We are worried about me, mine, and my own, while the enemy is standing united in the battle. And Jesus said, and if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? It won't stand. That's what Jesus was speaking unto the brother. Brother, can I borrow you for just a moment? Stand up, Pastor Savannah. I didn't know I was going to push a bishop around tonight, but I'm going to do it for a minute. See, this is what happens when we get scattered and we get out and we don't have unity and we're not preaching the gospel together, when it's our way and our will only. We start getting pushed to and fro. We start getting moved around in the body how we want. And we can't stand, we can't move, and we've got no power to do anything. Brother, we can link arms with you real quick. Pastor Todd Martin, why don't you link arms with each other? I'm thinking about Jesus when he says, upon this rock I shall build my church, the endless
sea of those men who are called out in the gates of hell. The one who Jesus said they have the same watching word. Now the enemy starts coming against them, and he went through them because the church is united in the word of God. So going forward, amen. So I believe what we need to be standing for tonight, to preach to the nations, to preach to the world. They need to see a church united as one. Amen. One church, because there's one God, one Spirit, and one baptism for all. As we pray, I would petition you to stand with the brother or sister to your left and begin to link arms with them. Would you stand with me all over the place? Link arms next to you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we are united. And we are taking our marching orders from King Jesus. We begin to proclaim back our nation, our country, our city. No longer will heroin overrule our streets. Amen. We proclaim in the name of Jesus. I believe that United Star Nation can be eliminated. Clean water supply can be given to nations around the world. Poverty defeated. Medical attention given globally. Orphans adopted and the truth of the gospel preached worldwide. You are United Church. Father, we just come to you in prayer right now. Lord God, we lift up your name, Lord. We glorify you as one body, in one mind, in one heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, and we ask for something special to happen in this church. Lord, I recall in the day of Pentecost when they were all together. Lord, pray for your power and for your might, Lord, and your spirit fell upon them as they united as one. Every nation that was there heard your word spoke, and 3,000 came to know him as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I believe that if we stand as a united front, we can see a great revival like the days of old. Lord God, I don't want to just read about great revival. Lord, I don't want to just read about the day of Pentecost. But Lord, I want to relive it, and I believe it's coming through a united nation that stands united under the name of King Jesus.
Brother, you stole every scripture I was going to read. I appreciate that. In 1974, I wasn't born. In 1977, I was born. In 1974 was the first tornado that came through Xenia. And it tore our church down on Orange Street and destroyed the building. 2000, around that time, another tornado came through and destroyed the building. Our church has been blew over twice. The tornado destroyed a building.
That's right, amen.
But it did not destroy the church.
That's right, amen.
The church is not four walls.
Amen.
The church is its people. All around. Lifting up. Arm in arm. I was thinking about when speaking of the church, I've actually been in a series at our church about the church and about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have not been saved to just sit. But we have been saved to serve. To serve our community. To serve the people that are around us.
Yes,
and I'm thankful that there are people that love each other. I'm not accepting the lie that our churches in Ohio, our churches around, our Baptist churches down the street, our Nazarene friends, our folks that are there. I'm not accepting the lie that we're going to be divided anymore.
Amen.
I believe that we are under the banner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The blood-stained banner. And I'm thankful for that. I want to pray tonight for the church. I want to pray for the people of God the church is not in just in Dayton. The church is not in just in Xenia. It's a global church. We have people all around this world praying as we speak. And I'm thankful for that. I'd like for you to stand. Hallelujah. I thank God for the church. I want to tell this really quick story. Last week Wednesday, I came back from lunch at Wendy's, to be exact. I had a small chili and a chicken sandwich. Here's the reason why I tell you that. I'm normally by myself on Wednesday afternoon because the rest of the folks go and do their thing for Wednesday night, kids' classes and different things. I'm normally by myself. But for some odd reason, there were two folks, Sister Carol, worship pastor, and our youth pastor, was in their office. I went into an anaphylactic shock reaction. All the throat closed off, everything. Called over to Pastor Tiffin and said, I think we need some help. It's the church that comes to the rescue. It's not the government. It's the church that comes to the rescue. And I thank God for the church. They were freaked out. Because I blew up like a balloon. What am I doing? It's the church. We are the church. We're the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bind together tonight, Lord, as the church, a mighty army, Lord, marching forward, Lord, in your name, raising the blood-stained banner of Jesus, not accepting division, not accepting the walls that separate us. Father, we stand in agreement for every person, Lord, that is in the church, all the missionaries, Lord, all the folks that are around the world, we stand together tonight, Lord. And Lord, we say, we raise the banner of Jesus Christ tonight. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We march forward in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit together. We do give God praise tonight. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't he good this evening?
Amen.
He's faithful. He's faithful to the church, he's faithful to us, and he's faithful to the families.
Amen.
Nehemiah, great, great book. If you've never read it before, you need to. And it doesn't take long. We see something that's so powerful that I think sometimes we read through the scripture, we miss so much good stuff as we just read right through. Nehemiah felt led to take on this responsibility to do a good work for the Lord. We as a church and we as godly people are called to do a good work to share the message of hope. That is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He says in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, we read, it says, so we built the wall. Mind you, he's had much adversity. He's went through many, many different types of attacks. And he said, and it says this in verse 6, so we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to half of its height, for the people had a mind to work. Verse chapter 2, it says it was a good work. They're halfway. They're almost there. Now you know that every time you get halfway, when you start doing something great for God, the attack, the enemy is relentless. He wants to destroy, he wants to stop the church, he wants to stop God, and how we all know he can't. It is already finished in Jesus Christ. But take notice. It's not just the church. It's not just the country. It's the families. Cause division in the home. Fathers and sons and daughters and mothers and brothers and sisters. Church calls division. And so Nehemiah is saying that we go to half its height before the people had a mind to work. But in verse 9, it gets so, so good. Because as soon as he said that, the enemy's like, no, I'm going to stop this work. I'm going to stop it right where it's at. You are not going to finish. And it says this, after the enemy is attacking, he says this, but we pray.
Yes.
But every single time the enemy comes against your family, you don't have to run to anyone else but Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
But we run to so many things and we start trying to work on our own, and he's saying, stop.
Come on.
Stop. Seek God first. It says, after this, so we pray to our God. Because of them, we set up guard against them day and night. Thus, in Judah, it was said that the strength of the burden bearers is failing. Yet there is much rubbish. We ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall. Our enemy said, they will not know or see until we come among them, kill them, put a stop to the work. The enemy wants to stop the work, and he wants to stop it in the home. If he can get the home messed up, he can work to get the church messed up. Don't be ignorant of his devices. No, he is working among you, trying to work against your family. They come up against them from every place where you may turn. Then I stationed men, and you got to get what he's saying here. He says, then I stationed men in the lowest parts, right? In the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, the exposed places. We need to pray that God gives us the vision, his eyes to see and the place they're exposed in our family, the weaknesses, so we can pray against that and ask for God to give that strength against the enemy. He's cunning. He's trying to slip right in. We need God's eyes to see where the exposure, where that is. It says, and I station people in this word by their families. Not by the pastor, but by the overseer, not by the mayor, but by the families. Because that is what the enemy's fighting today, is the families. And if the church would invest in the families, if you would pray with your family and get the whole family, not just the elders in the family, but get the children to start praying where there's weak spots in the family, that God bring unity and protection against the enemy. He says, I placed them by the families with their swords and their spears and their bows. And when I saw the fear, I rose up and I spoke to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, will fight. You need to fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. I want you to stand with me. Men, it is not just your job to pray for your family. Mothers, it is not just your job to pray for your family. There is places that are exposed in your family that the enemy is trying to rip apart. There are sons and daughters who have walked away from the family, who attempted to walk away from God, but he's still right here. He's got them right there in the palm of his hand. Those family members who walked away from the Lord, God still has them right here. He ain't forgotten, and the battle is not ours, but it is his. Amen? And it's already won. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much tonight. And God, we pray in the mighty, awesome, powerful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. In no other name but your name. And Father, you touch the homes in this church. God, in this building you today, every single family that's represented, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you strengthen the home. God, you touch the fathers, you touch the mothers, you touch the daughters and the sons and the family members. And God, you give them strength. God, in those places where the enemy has desired sickness and where the enemy has desired to destroy the home, we pray against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for your strength. We know that, God, when we are weak, that is when we are strong. I pray, God, that you are giving this to the families here tonight. Help them to be wise. Help them to be more wise to see it and together, not to fight in the flesh, but in the spirit realm. God, despite the fight in the spirit by prayer.
For Jesus, it's you that gets the victory. It's you who leads the home. It's you that is the priest of our homes. And we pray and agree in Jesus' name that sons and daughters will come back to you. That sons and daughters will walk into the church and glorify our Heavenly Father. God, for the homes that have division, there's hurt, there's pain, there is so much drama and turmoil. We come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For anything the enemy has worked to try to deceive, distract, and destroy, we come against it right now. Every single work he's ever tried to do, in the name of Jesus, you, we alone can see the glory and the power. You alone are worthy. God, we thank you in advance in 2017 for the families and the family members that come back to you in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you in advance for your victory. In Jesus' name.
Tonight, we can stay standing. We'll pray. We'll pray for jobs and healing, deliverance, in the favor of God. So let us pray. We begin tonight reading the word of prayer. We join right in. God, we gather here together tonight. We ask of you, God, that in Psalms 5, you will give ears to our words, O Lord, consider our meditation. Hearken to our voice, the voice of our cry, our King, our God. For we pray unto you, you are Lord, there is none like you. My voice shall not hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I break my prayer to thee and among them. O God, we know that you are the Lord and you are our supplication. And we know the Lord will receive our prayer. We beseech you as Daniel did. We declare that now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of thy servants in supplication. Because my enemies are trying to hold the saints ready to miss me. For the Lord is saying, God, my God, if my prayer is here, open my eyes, behold our desolation. For the city which is in all my enemies, we will not pursue our supplication. For thee, for hunger, righteousness, and trouble, I pray. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken to me, and burn not for my own sake. O my God, for thy city, thy people are called by thy name. We follow the virgin and family, Job. That we shall make our prayer unto you, God, for you hear us. Then we understand, sorry, forgive us. When we pray, when you hear us, O Lord, give ear to our cry, not thy peace, and our prayer. For we are strangers in the promised year. We are so concerned, but Lord, as our part of his word, but call us, spare us, O God. And we might recover our strength and know we can be not as before, but as we have. We know that you desire to word in God from me, that you hear the prayer of the righteous. We are gathered of the righteous of the Lord. Where is it? We pray for the things that are crossing out of God. Pray for the beings that are representing the light. Let us be at the rising of the God. We should say, hey, your prayers have been heard. Also, God. As we pray, I pray over the means, Lord, we know that you hear us as we pray. So as it happens, we will continue to pray. We will not submit to our prayers. We will not resign to our cups. We believe in God for the power. We believe in the prayer and the ministry of our word. But we don't have the time to pray. Therefore, even though at the end of the prayer, we will pray, we will seek to be honest with the Lord, and we will pray in the teaching, and we will pray that the power of God will set those captives free. Therefore, we will continue, as in Colossians 4, we will continue in prayer, and we will watch that that same thanksgiving also pray that God will open them to us, a door of heaven to speak the victories of Christ. For it's not also here in Colossians, that we may break manifest as we operate in. We are watching with the Lord knows better now that we will redeem the time whatever we believe in. So as we are finally converted in the Lord, we are sanctified by the word of God and by your prayer and by praying obedience. So we declare James 5, and we understand that the prayers of the faithful, but the faithful shall save the sins. The Lord shall raise them up, and he that hath committed sin shall be forgiven. So we confess our faults one to another and pray one for another, that we might be healed. Because therefore the effectual prayer of the righteous man does avail much. Let it be, as Revelation 8 says, that our prayers are seen with the smoke of the incense,
and that the prayers of the saints will ascend up before you, God. And Lord, you will hear us as we gather together. So our prayers tonight ascend together. We divinely hear that intervention prayer tonight for jobs, those that are in our families, for those that are here tonight that need an economic breakthrough. We pray that it be turned around, God, that you will lay your hand upon the lives of the people and open doors. We pray tonight for healing, that the sick among us shall be touched by your power, and they shall be healed, not by the evidence of medicine, by the hand of God. Let healing go forth. We pray tonight, God, Lord, for all the needs that are represented between here in this place by every family, from every church. We pray for those needing deliverance tonight. Set the captives free. We will pray and believe, God, that you are more than able to set those that the enemy has trapped, to set them at liberty. And finally, God, we pray for your deliverance, the favor, God, that you would shine upon us, Lord, that you would open doors unto us, O God, and give us your favor. Let us wax in wisdom and knowledge of you, God, and let favor prevail upon the people of God. We declare your goodness and your greatness over every need. Nothing is too hard, God, for you. We celebrate, God, you're working even now, and magnify you with all praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you. We're going to sing the word of this prayer. Just give them praise for their living. And I want to thank you for this evening. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word of God that went forth here. God, you said your word would go forth and it would not return void. And it would accomplish that. So we thank you. God, we thank you for the word of God that shed a lamp on that light. We thank you for the opportunity to touch lives. The east and the west. And God, we call all of those powers of darkness. God, we give you those powers. And we, oh God, call to those that are hurting, those that are lost, those that are afflicted. God, we call the glory of God into the churches of God. We just pray that you, Lord, let this spirit of revival and renewal and refreshing, God, go throughout the state of Ohio. Let it bless every church, every pastor, every member of God. Let it go forth. Hallelujah. Let there be streams in the desert. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, tonight for all of you tonight. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity together. God, we just pray your blessing. God, everyone, as they travel to their homes tonight, keep everyone safe and in your care. And Lord, we will say together, it has been good to attend the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the loving name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Shake hands with somebody. We have refreshments next door. If you would like to stay for a few moments in fellowship, just go out the front and go to the next building over at fellowship hall. We have refreshments for you, we have drinks, we have finger food. So you're good.
Pastor, don't leave with his fingers.
And I don't need it. Thank you for being a part of the first solemn assembly, but it may not be our life. Thank you, God bless you.
Too busy talking. Yeah.